With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The country's stark political divide was on full display during President Trump's speech to Congress. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
It didn't take long for the presidential address to feature partisan behavior on both sides of the aisle. Donald Trump set the tone early.
Joe Biden, the worst president in American history.
Early in the speech, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas stood up and shouted at the president.
The chair is prepared to direct the sergeant-at-arms to restore order to the joint session.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson ordered Green to be removed after he refused to sit down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is asking Congress to fund a Golden Dome missile defense shield to protect the United States. Speaking to the joint session of Congress, the president said the U.S. should have a system similar to Israel's Iron Dome. Trump said President Reagan wanted a defense system like that, but the technology was not there at the time. He also promised to resurrect American military and commercial shipbuilding. He announced that he is creating a new office of shipbuilding in the White House and will offer tax incentives to American shipbuilders. Also at SRNNews.com, House GOP committee chairs invited Hunter Biden whistleblowers to President Trump's speech. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer, the chairs of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees respectively, brought two IRS whistleblowers to disclose tax information to lawmakers about Hunter Biden as their guests to President Donald Trump's joint address to Congress Tuesday evening. Their decision to invite Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler as their guests underscores how Republican scrutiny on the Biden family could continue on Capitol Hill long after President Joe Biden has left the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Americans don't trust the mainstream media.
A new Gallup poll finds that less than one-third of adults think that the major news outlets are telling them the truth most of the time. Christians are especially skeptical given their treatment by the big networks and publications. Another poll reveals that less than 20% of reporters say they know very much about religion. The decline in media trust is most pronounced amongst Republicans, but Democrats' trust is down as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic has stopped providing abortions, but it remains open after the state's governor signed a law requiring such facilities be licensed as surgical centers. Wellspring Health Access remains staffed and continues to take phone calls from patients while its owner challenges the new law in court. Abortion in Wyoming remains legal, pending a court case challenging bans the state has passed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. This is SRN News. Australia is mourning the death of a man whose blood donations gave life to the unborn.
James Harrison had an aversion to needles, but the plasma of the retired State Railway Department clerk contained a rare antibody that can protect unborn babies. Harrison made 1,173 donations after he turned 18 in 1954 until he was forced to retire in 2018 at the age of 81. He is credited with saving 2.4 million babies. His grandson says as humble as he was, the 88-year-old Harrison did like the attention, but he would never do it for the attention. I'm Ed Donahue.
A cybercrime crew stole, then resold, more than 900 digital tickets to Taylor Swift concerts and other pricey events. New York prosecutors say the international scam involved people working in Jamaica for a firm contracted by the online ticket marketplace StubHub. More details at SRNNews.com.